Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and man, was it another crazy episode. Tonight, we're going to be getting into two people who got accused of throwing the Fast and Furious Challenge. Okay. Kayla gets emotional over a prank pulled on her, and Jenna thinks about quitting the challenge to save her relationship. Ooh, okay, lots to talk about. All right, guys, let's jump in. Okay, so first, we're starting off with two people who get accused of throwing the Fast and Furious challenge. Are you kidding me? I don't understand why people think that they're throwing it. I don't get what they're talking about, but okay. So we have Anissa and Jordan who get accused. Jordan gets accused by Bailey. And now I slightly understand where Bailey is coming from. Jordan previously did the same exact challenge with Nani. So him and Nani absolutely crushed it. They end up actually winning later and they get to be in the tribunal. But him and Nani absolutely crushed it, and him and Bailey didn't even get to finish. So you would think that because he's done it before, it would be very easy for him to pull out another win, right? Wrong. I guess it's wrong. Bailey, so, I mean, I would be really mad, too, if I was in Bailey's position, because you think that you would have the upper hand. Your partner already went and looked like he completely crushed the challenge. So I would be upset, too, when it came to your turn and he can't figure out how to do the puzzle. But as Jordan was saying, Bailey wasn't really any help on the puzzle. She was just kind of standing there looking at Jordan like, okay, you've done this before, like you got it. I think that no matter what, even if your partner has gone into, if they've already like done the challenge or gone into something before, I don't think you can ever bank on that. Like, why are you leaving it up to Jordan to finish this challenge for you when he gets to go twice and he's gonna be saved? I guess I just don't think of that being the right mentality. I think you gotta come at it like, hey, I'm giving it all I got, and I'm not holding anything back. And I think she kind of just, once they got up there, she was just kind of like, okay, like you figure out the puzzle. She was just kind of like standing there holding pieces. It didn't really look like she was contributing. Then again, I don't know, that could have just been the editing. But it didn't really look like she was contributing all that much. And then also, Jordan does make a good point by saying, you know, she did have to go back down and get another piece. So Nani didn't miss any pieces. You know, they swung, took their turns, went back and forth and grabbed their pieces. But Bailey actually didn't grab one. So she had to go back down there and grab it and then come back up. And then they could start the puzzle. So I do see it from Jordan's point where, okay, like Bailey messed up. And then she also wasn't very helpful on the puzzle. And then I also get Bailey's point where, you know, Jordan has done this before and he should be able to do this puzzle probably rather quickly. But he was switched sides, so yeah, that could be a factor. All the puzzle pieces were turned around for him, so maybe that did get confusing for him at some point, and maybe if he just had a little bit more time, he could have figured it out, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? I want to know your guys' thoughts, and if you thought either of these people were throwing the challenge, because sometimes people do throw challenges and then they'll keep it to themselves. But I genuinely thought that Jordan wasn't, I don't think he was doing this on purpose at all. And I don't believe Anissa was doing it on purpose at all either. So Anissa was partnered with Nelson. So she was partnered with Nelson, and Anissa like kicked off a puzzle piece or dropped a puzzle piece. I'm not, I kind of, yeah, I couldn't really tell too much. I think it looked like she might have nicked it off the side of the truck that they were on. But I mean, you can't really get upset for that. Like, is she purposely, like, Nelson freaked out on her a little bit too much. He was like, oh, I'm with this great vet. She is a vet. She should kill it. But sometimes you do mess up. And I felt like you could just tell in Anissa's demeanor, and she was getting so emotional while Nelson was kind of, I wouldn't say yelling at her, but he was definitely very upset with her. And he had a certain tone that I didn't think was very nice. You know, I get that these challenges are so important, but at the same time, you got to read the person. I don't think Anissa is ever one to throw a challenge. I think she has a little bit more pride and morals to herself than to throw a challenge, especially when it's a girls' challenge. So I really don't get Nelson's thought process when he's not even gonna be, like, it doesn't really matter if he's in the tribunal or not. I mean, yes, having power, I'm sure, is always a great thing to have. And I'm sure everyone wants that. I'm sure Nelson wants to have power. He wants to be in the tribunal, just like everyone else. Everyone wants to be in the tribunal. But it really doesn't matter if it's not your elimination week. If it's not a guy's elimination week, I don't think you should be getting this upset about not finishing the challenge. Yes, it sucked, but also half the people did not finish this challenge. So it's not like you're the only two that didn't finish. A handful of people did not get this one done. So I don't think either of them were trying to throw it at all. I think they both just had mess ups, and the other people just kind of wanted to blame the other person on their team, which a lot of people tend to do. They don't tend to take responsibility for what has been done. And in Nelson's case, I get it, you know. I guess he technically didn't really do anything wrong after the piece fell on the ground. They were never going to be able to finish that puzzle piece, but you know, I just think that no one was trying to throw this challenge. Message me at KatieWalski_. Let me know if you guys think that they were. And if you do, I want to hear your opinions, because that's an interesting take. I didn't get that take, but I'd love to hear your opinion if you did. So moving on from that, we're going to jump over to Kayla getting emotional. I really can't with this. So Kayla gets all emotional over this prank they pulled on her. Johnny Bananas and Wes set up like this little cute romantic date thing on Bear's bed, where they like make swans out of towels and put candles, and they kind of like strung some stuff up. And then Bear didn't even know this either, which made me feel a little bit bad, because as much as Bear plays with her and has sort of been getting what he wants, which I do not agree with, but he did not know that there was pictures of Kayla and her boyfriend together taped to the ceiling. So I felt really bad for Kayla in that moment, but kind of not, because when she first walks into the room, she looks so excited. She's actually like really happy. She's like, oh my God, like they made this for us, Bear. And obviously I'm not trying to put Kayla down whatsoever, but she did honestly look happy at first. And then once the boys made her lay down and look up, because clearly no one's looking at the ceiling when, you know, all that stuff is right in front of you. You're not like, oh, what's on the ceiling? So the boys made her look up, and there they were. And then, of course, obviously, I mean, that hurts for anyone, because then she's reminded what she's doing there is wrong. And she knows it. She's not, you know, some cold-hearted bitch. I think she knows what she's done. And, you know, you try not to think about it, you know, because you're trying not to get yourself down. that's what I feel like she's doing. She's trying not to think about it. She's trying to just live in the moment, because then she doesn't have to think about what she's done, and she doesn't have to think about maybe the repercussions of what has happened now and how this is going to play out. And she kind of has to decide also if she wants to keep up these antics with Bear and be completely done with her boyfriend, or end these things with Bear and try to salvage what she has with her boyfriend. So I'm interested to see in what she's going to be doing in the future episodes and this season, if she's going to continue these flirtations and kisses, and I don't know, maybe it gets taken even further. That'd be crazy. But I do feel generally bad for her, because I mean, I've never personally cheated on anyone, but I know what it feels like, and it doesn't feel good. And I'd have to imagine, you know, she does care for her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend at this point. Not very sure. They haven't gotten to that part. I haven't really seen who her boyfriend is on the show. I couldn't really make it out on the pictures. I know she has a boyfriend now, but it could be a completely different guy. So I don't think it is, because I think she's been with her boyfriend for a couple years, if I'm not mistaken. And I know this newer guy that she's with was like on a previous dating reality show, so they wouldn't have had time to be together that long. Which makes me think that her and her boyfriend are probably over and that she might continue this relationship with Bear. But I just feel that no matter what, she cares for her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend at the time. And I know she doesn't want to probably hurt him, because otherwise, why would you be with that person in the first place? So I know she probably doesn't want to hurt him, but she knows that she has, and she's going to have to face that at some point, and she's probably going to have to break someone's heart. And that's not easy. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy being cheated on. I would feel like it's probably not easy to have that conversation of the cheating happening. And it's also probably not exciting or happy, or it's going to be emotionally draining for her to also go through a breakup. Not only, you know, this is a breakup, I feel like. You can't do this and probably get back together. So she's probably impacting for a breakup, all this. She's emotional. I would feel that way for sure. But, you know, the boys can be cruel, especially Johnny Bananas and Wes. Man, that duo is a dangerous duo for sure. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel a little bit bad for her, but she did kind of dig herself into this hole. So she's gonna have to put on a brave face and go back out there and keep herself in good spirits, you know, and maybe just stay away from Bear. That could be a thing. Well, moving on from one relationship to another, we are going to move on to Jenna and Zach. So Jenna is thinking about leaving the challenge to save her relationship. And this made me so sad, this episode, to see all of this go down. It made me just so, so sad. I mean, no boyfriend should be pissed about messages from years ago from your ex. Like, first of all, it doesn't matter, because A, you were not together then. B, this was years ago and you're in a much better place now. I always hate when guys do this, when they hold things over your head. I mean, I know as females, we do it too. Whatever, get off our back. But no, in all seriousness, for as long as these two have been together and they're on and off, and I'm sure there's got to be some trust issues between them And, but I just, when you get to a certain point, you either have to put all of that stuff behind you and say, look, like, this is all in the past. And if you truly do want to focus on the future, then you need to let that stuff go. You need to get over it. And you need to be focused on what you guys are doing now, you know, like what she's putting into this relationship now, what she has been doing now. You can't think about things that she said or did when she was in a different relationship with someone that wasn't even you. So, Zach, get off your high horse and gain some self-control of yourself, because you need to not be putting her down like that. And honestly, I don't even like the way his tone was. I don't like how he couldn't even look at her on a freaking webcam. Like, she really disgusted you that much. I mean, that is just ridiculous. I'm getting a little fired up over that. But, I mean, for real though, it is a little ridiculous. You don't need to be putting her down like that, especially over something that was so long ago, didn't include you. You weren't even in the narrative, so I really don't see how that's even a thing. And second of all, why are you snooping through her old messages with her ex? That also just is gonna create disaster. Like, you're searching for a problem at that point. Like, you're searching to be mad at her for something. And that says a little bit more about Zach than anything else. Like, why is he searching for this? Why is he trying to get Jenna upset? What, he wants her to come home? He doesn't want her to win that $1 million for them? That's dumb. That can go towards your wedding or your family, house, future kids, whatever it is you want to do, travel, I don't know, anything. $1 million is a lot. And for you to try and pull her away from that, and all over some old text messages from 2 years ago when you weren't even together, or DMs, sorry, not messages, whatever it was, it's a little bit ridiculous. And I think he needs to grow up a little, like, not get so heated over those things, and actually have an adult conversation over it, not just Zoom call her and she gets like messages from her sister that he wants you to come home. He's not even answering you himself. I mean, geez, that's just a little ridiculous. And I'm just so happy that she didn't go home and she didn't let this mess with her head, because $1 million is on the line. And you better believe no man and no relationship is worth that. I really don't think so. I mean, I know I'm single right now, so maybe I don't have much to say about that point. But Jordan even said it too, you know, like, I think that these opportunities are once in a lifetime, and you're very lucky to be invited back to the challenge every season you get invited. I think that so much, because there are people who have done it and haven't gotten invited back. So I don't think you should be wasting this opportunity when someone else could have had your spot and maybe could have, like, you know, earned it or made it to the final and won that money. And I'm just really happy that she stayed and she didn't let this get to her. And they only shoot the show for a couple weeks. What is it, like 2-3 months? And if you can't handle that, then, like, what? Then maybe you guys shouldn't be together, honestly. I think having time apart is healthy, and it's a test on your relationship, and it's stuff you have to work through. And I'm just really happy, again, like I said, that she stayed, and I'm happy that they're still together. I creeped on their Instagram. They are engaged, and I'm happy that they worked through it, and I'm just happy that they didn't let this get in the way. So I'm very proud of them for that, very proud of their maturity. Shows that, you know, they sort of do have what it takes to stay together for the long run. So I'm happy about that. Yay, Jenna and Zach, way to go. And so now I'm gonna get into just some things that I want to touch on, quick little topics that also happened in the show. So also, obviously, I want to talk about Jay. poor Jay got eliminated right in the beginning of the show. He went home and Rogan won. I mean, that hit was so, so hard. It was crazy. And look, he had the win knocked out of him. Dang, I felt so, so sorry for that boy. He had an incredible season. I know it was only a couple weeks, but he definitely, definitely killed it. And I'm excited for the next season to see Jay, and TJ said it as well. Like, he's definitely coming back. Obviously, I mean, he's a great competitor. He kills it. He does kill it in the challenges and in elimination round. So, that hit, though, his breathing, oh my God. And then he couldn't think. He just got hit so hard. He probably got concussed because after Rogan hit him, I think I said this last week, but he just, like, pushed off of it. You know what I mean? Like, he, like, used him to, like, jump off of him to, like, get himself back up. And I'm sure that did not feel good. Like, probably over, like, a 200-pound man just, like, shoved all his body weight, muscle, all the gear he's wearing on top of you. And, you know, Jay is fit, but he's not built like Rogan. So there's a difference there in body types. And just sad to see Jay go. I was rooting for him. And Jay, if you're listening, please work on your social game next season because I want to see you stay longer. Make some friends, make some allies, get on an alliance. That way you don't have to go in every challenge and elimination. You know, maybe you can get a little break next season. And maybe since you won't be a rookie, you will get a little bit more of a break just because, you know, people threw you in a lot this season. So we shall see. You know, you probably have D on your side and hopefully you'll get some others. But now Rogan and D and Jenny are the only people who have red skulls, which is kind of crazy to think about because they're all on an alliance. So it's looking pretty, pretty good for them. And everyone else needs to, like, really step it up, okay? Everyone else needs to step it up and get in there and get their skull. I'm over this, like, waiting. We are seeing vets go home. We're seeing rookies. I can't wait till they start trimming some of that fat on the show. And real quick, another little thing that I wanted to talk about was Melissa. And I know how I previously have said how I really wanted, you know, I really wanted to see some more from her, a little bit more fight, a little bit more oomph, because she kind of just, like, falls, like, her and Casey just kind of are falling in the, like, middle towards the bottom. And, you know, they're gonna be next up probably if they can keep their heads down, then yes, they will probably continue to slide by a little bit. But I don't know, they could also be up since they're rookies. But I just want to say that Melissa killed it in the Fast and Furious challenge on the rig, which, by the way, this is the largest rig TJ said they have ever used for the show. I mean, okay, that's crazy. I just love how every episode there's, like, something new, something exciting, and something, like, bigger and better that they've never done before, because they have been doing this for 35 seasons. 35 seasons. Can you believe that? I mean, that's insane. You know, like, mid-30 seasons. That's crazy. And the fact that they can still keep coming up with crazy new ideas and challenges and finals that they run and just all this crazy stuff that they have to do is, like, insane. I mean, who are their writers? Who are these producers? I need to learn some tips maybe one day for when I make a show because they're absolutely killing it. And I just feel like every season gets better and better. Yeah, so I'm just excited to continue seeing this season play out and the more to come. So from that, we are going to talk about how the elimination. Well, I guess there really wasn't an elimination yet. Jordan, Nani win the Fast and Furious challenge, and then they add Jenna to the tribunal. So now they have to figure out a girl to go in, and then, you know, like a house vote. So they're going to have to house vote for a girl, and then they're going to have to pick three people to talk to, and then they get the opportunity to throw themselves down there, or they can choose somebody else to go in. But honestly, they really need to start going down there and earning those red skulls, because we're about to be on week 7 next week, and there's only 3 people in the house that have a red skull. So these guys need to step it up, get down there, stop playing scared, and win that red skull to run that final, baby. All right, well, I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in this week on the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski. Be sure to like, subscribe, share this podcast with every family member, anyone, you know, send that 2 a.m. text. Hey, check this podcast out. I think we should start watching this show together. I'm just saying, it could be your quarantine boo's new thing you could do with them. All right, but you can find me at KatieWalski_ on any social media, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And be sure to tune in next week, because it's episode 7 and the girls are going in to elimination. So we are going to see who's going to come out on top with that red skull. All right, Katie out.